USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In Washington, it was the second day of public hearings hosted by the House January 6th Select Committee. Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien was set to testify on Monday, but pulled out at the last minute due to his wife going into labor. The committee relied on previous video testimony Stepien gave, where he advised Trump to not declare that he won on election night 2020.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to call the race.
Stepien said his advice was ignored by Trump in favor of Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as intoxicated. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are receiving death threats after they arrested 31 men affiliated with a white nationalist group over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Wall Street has fallen to bear market territory, the Dow losing 876 points. That represents a nearly 3% drop. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq dropped 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, or close to a 4% fall. The sell-off, driven by concerns about the economy, inflation, and the Fed raising interest rates faster than previously signaled. Out west, crews from California to New Mexico are fighting wildfires that's forcing people to leave their homes. That includes hundreds on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, who are told to evacuate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a House bill to protect Supreme Court justices and their staffs will not pass the Senate. He and Texas Republican John Cornyn drafted a bill that only covered the justices. They're accusing House Democrats of trying to stall the measure. Cornyn's bill, written with Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons, passed the Senate unanimously. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The man who was married to pop star Britney Spears for less than 3 days before an annulment has pleaded not guilty to felony stalking and other charges in Ventura County, California. Jason Alexander is accused of showing up at Spears' wedding last week at her home in Thousand Oaks. She married her longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari, in front of several dozen guests. Alexander, a childhood friend, was streaming on Instagram when he approached the house, telling security in a mostly empty but decorated room that he was invited. An American business that recently shuttered in Russia is reopening under new ownership.
3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichok. Translation, tasty. And that's it. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.
The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. They're launching a pilot program in August, which urine detection sensors will be placed in 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can dispatch a cleaning crew. It's not a new idea. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot nearly a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.